Discover Nuuk and Greenland through the art. How does it feel to be in a city? Numerous artists have worked with the city and the space in both smaller and larger scales. Nuuk is full of artworks, street art, and decorations. Nuuk Art Museum has created an art walk around the city of Nuuk. Discover the spaces and the artworks in the city in a route between Nuuk Art Museum and the Colonial Harbor. You can find redfish, polar bears, seals, Greenlandic legends and myths interpreted and let loose in the city of Nuuk. Maybe you will find a hidden path, your own way, or follow the footsteps of others. Paintings on the Gables of Block 10 and 5 by Guido van Helden and Stefan Baldursson, 2014. The paintings on the house ends of the concrete apartments are like street art. The art phenomenon conquers and decorates public spaces of the cities without asking for permission, because it is seen as a democratic right to co-create and use the spaces surrounding us. This street art was supported by the municipality, but the initiative came from the artists themselves. The paintings improve, maybe even renovate, the worn buildings and make them appear different. These severely criticized concrete apartments were built in larger towns all over Greenland during the 1950s and 60s as a part of Danish objective of modernizing Greenland, where people were moved from settlements to the larger towns. Stefan Baldursson is from Iceland and has created the woman with the polar bear on the house end of Block 10. Guido van Helden is from Australia and is the artist behind the painting on Block 5. It is made from a photograph of a hunter from East Greenland taken by the photographer William Telbitsa in 1906. In Nuuk Art Museum, a painting of this man called Nuyabik is hanging, painted by Søren Solo Nielsen. A documentary about the street art paintings at the house ends was planned as a part of the project, but during a long take of the walk on Block 10, the camera with the photo archive was stolen. A wall, a stone, and a painting. Telepost, the post office. By Jens Tordal Christensen, 2006. In the entrance hall of the post office, there is a big red mailbox placed in front of the dotted wall. Dots, which gather and scatter. The wall is made of zinc and the dots painted with car paint. The dots are inspired by traditional women's tattoos. While the artist made the dots, he read the names from a Greenlandic phone book aloud. He originally wanted to make as many dots as people living in Greenland, but that was not possible. The stone in the middle of the vestibule is from Nuuk and has been sand polished. It marks the center and offers a break in a room many people walk through every day. The third part of the decoration is inside the post office. A 5 meters long painting is hanging next to the desk, inspired by the ice cap and the vast lands in the Greenlandic nature. Fish on Its Way 1 and 2. Wall Paintings and Stairways Between the Tele Tower by Camilla Nielsen. A huge swimming redfish is found by the staircase in the back of the small entrance room between the two shops, Panasonic and InFashion. Take a walk around the building. On the opposite side, numerous smaller redfish with huge round eyes are swimming by another staircase. Move close to the windows to get a good look at the redfish on their way. As an art school student in the 1990s, Camilla Nielsen saw the red deep sea fish with its round eyes often popped out at the local fish and meat market, which was a neighbor to the art school in Nuuk. Since then, she has used the redfish as a motive with a line repeatedly, each time trying to simplify it, to shape the lines, until the redfish becomes indistinguishable. Then she returns the original shape and starts over. Each redfish is different, but Nielsen always uses acrylic paint, watercolor, and ink to make each of her redfish. Exhibitions in Grønlandsbanken. Walking to the top of the hill, you pass a white tower with a bird on the facade. It is the building of the Bank of Greenland, Grønlandsbanken. In their vestibule, both downstairs and upstairs, they have changing exhibitions by contemporary Greenlandic artists. Take a look. Most of the works are for sale. Amisut, Sculpture by Naja Rosing Asved, 2009. Seeing a group of seals swimming at sea level is called Amisut in Greenlandic. The seals wind and unwind in the sculpture, swimming together. It was made in connection with self-government, replacing home rule in Greenland in 2009, where the entire square was inaugurated. The artist behind, Naja Rosing Asved, is formally educated with an architecture. Across from Amisut is the former Hotel Nuuk. Hotel Nuuk Vestibule by Anne Birte Hove, 2000. Today, Hotel Nuuk is a student hostel. Look through the windows into the entrance hall, into the hotel lobby and bar. The white columns are decorated with copper. The bronze moves in waves around the top of the columns and have different patterns engraved. If you look around the corner, there is a larger window providing a better view of the columns. Anne Birte Hove decorated the lobby and the bar in 2001. Three large copper plates called night ravens, natteravne, which in Danish is an expression of those who like to stay up at night, and 14 prints on canvas of the mountain Salmitia were on the walls. Today, these pieces of art can be seen in Nuuk Art Museum. A huge sand-blown glass plate, today lost, separated the room. Marks and Stones in Front of Gaduac by Jeppe Gitzu Hansen. Right in front of Café Duar, in the cultural center Gaduac, four stones are lying. Go over and look around the stones to find the engraved marks in different colors. They appear from the stones like ancient petroglyphs or carvings, like the secrets of cave paintings, or as a prayer for the sun. Someone has been here and left a mark. This is not an official decoration. Jeppe Gitzu Hansen didn't ask permission, but here they are. As a part of Nuuk, you have to look for. Paintings Inside Gaduac by Ove Gitzu Hansen. Go upstairs to the cafe. Here you get the best view to the painted wood carvings by Gitzu Hansen. Gitzu Hansen was called Kaliba Sorsuak, the great painter. He was from Denmark, but fell in love with the Greenlandic and Sami cultures. He traveled to Greenland several times, and even lived here in shorter periods. He used the inspiration from mythologies and Greenlandic culture in his art. Gitzu Hansen plays with lines, the figures, and their relations. The paintings are not telling specific stories about Greenland or Greenlandic culture. The painter is fascinated by the culture, by the human being, especially the female figure, and the colors brown and blue. And he uses all of these as motives in his paintings. Exhibition Gaduac. Follow the wall decoration. The aisle at the back of the culture house is used for changing exhibitions. Each summer, the students from the Nuuk Art School exhibit their artworks. Go and have a look. Wall Decorations Inside Gaduac by Booty Pedersen. It is said in a Greenlandic myth that a man fell in love with his sister. When she found out, she took a bit of turf, dipped it in oil, set it on fire, and ran away. The brother ran after his sister, but didn't manage to light his turf. The brother is still chasing his sister, running over the sky. He has become the moon, eternally trying to get his sister, the sun. Together, the sun and the moon control the tide and the seasons changing. Above the information and ticket sale counter in the cultural center Gaduac, this myth about the sun and the moon is cast on the concrete wall. The man as the moon is pursuing the sun, the woman. Across the curved white wall with the stars and outlines of landscapes as the scenery, but always with the same distance between them. Kayak Family in Front of Gadua by Isle Hesner. A group of three standing kayaks are found by the entrance to Gadua. Sculptures you can sit in, meet around or play on, a meeting point or a place to rest. Isle Hesner works with iron, tree and concrete in her sculptures. Materials often used to build buildings with. Here, the iron and the concrete offer a windbreak, a shelter against snow and wind. At the same time, the snow and wind works with the iron, giving it a brownish patina. In winters, the concrete beneath the kayaks are covered with snow, and only the kayaks are visible. Stones between Nuuk Center and the Culture House Gadua. Peter Guyot Christiansen. Across the Café Pascucci, just between Gadua and Nuuk Center, there is something emerging from the ground. Round, black, polished stones appear on the grass. Looking closer at the different stones on the ground, you will find a fish and other animals carved into the stones. They are there, but very easy to miss if you neglect to stop and look down. Gassesuk, in front of the government of Greenland, by Simon Christoffersen. Gassesuk is the name of a legend about an orphan boy called Gassesuk. He is humiliated and bullied in his settlement until he meets the Lord of Power. In this sculpture, Simon Christoffersen shows Gassesuk's encounter with the Lord of Power. They look in separate directions. In the legend, Gassesuk is flung by the Lord of Power until he gets almost unconquerable powers. The artist has made the Lord of Power heavy, monumental, and forceful without a neck, with dilated nostrils, big round eyes with no pupils, and with legs ending suddenly like an elephant. After being flung by the Lord of Power, Gassesuk is going out into the world to learn how to use his powers. The sculpture was made in 1973 in the Royal Danish Academy of Art and was placed in front of Rigshospitalet in Copenhagen until 1987, at which point it was moved to Nuuk. Every summer in June, graduates dance around the sculpture. The mother of the sea lives at the bottom of the sea. She rules over all the marine animals. If man is misbehaving, the mischievousness turns into dirt that gets tangled into her hair, and that way she keeps the animals from man to hunt or fish. Then man must send a shaman with his helping spirits, Domnet, on the long and dangerous journey down to the bottom of the sea to comb and clean the mother of the sea's hair and soothe her in order to keep the settlement from starving. Newly combed and cleaned, the mother of the sea has once again released the animals. Sometimes the sculpture is on land, other times in water, depending on the tide. Inushuk, The End of Gusuk by Nils Motzfeldt, 2009. Inushuk, the sculpture is called, standing with a view to the colonial harbor and the fjord. The Greenlandic word Inushuk means cairn, or directly translated, something that looks like human beings. A cairn directs us on our way in the mountains or on the fjord. The three columns are twisting and leaning against each other, united at the top. The columns symbolize the people of Greenland in north, east, and west, joining and supporting each other. It is made of stone, copper, and concrete. The stones in the sculpture are from all of Greenland. Ravens, apartment buildings on Durbanguit by Rikke Diemer. At the top of the apartment towers, the ravens are flying from house to house. The many ravens playing over the rooftops belong to the winters in Nuuk, says the artist Rikke Diemer about the ravens on the apartment towers. The ravens' first flight was on the house end of Block Q, a block of concrete apartments out of three was torn down and replaced by the towers in 2011. With these seven towers, the ravens began flying again. Place yourself at a little distance at the first tower. Then all the ravens on the seven towers melt together into an unbroken motive of ravens taking off, flying, and landing. Pattern on the Front of the City Hall by Tuukas Jensen. On the front of the City Hall you will find a pattern which is easy to miss. The piece of art is inspired by avittet, the Greenlandic sealskin embroidery, where tiny bits of dyed sealskin are sewn into a pattern of gamiks and other pieces of needlework. When the sun is shining, the pattern glims. Tuve Christiansen, the artist behind the pattern, is also the artist behind the design of the Greenlandic flag. A falcon in the courtyard of the City Hall. In the courtyard of the City Hall, a sculpture hides in the bushes in the corner.
Så skulle vi herhen.
Nuuk Art Museum. Across the road from the lady with the polar bear on Block 10, you will find Nuuk Art Museum. The museum is founded on the collection of Sven and Helene Junge. The building was given to the municipality in 2005 along with the large art collection. The museum is the biggest collection of art open to the public in Greenland and houses both historic and contemporary Greenlandic art. Did you look through the window at Hotel Nuuk and see any Peter Hove's decoration of the columns? The rest of the former decorations is found inside Nuuk Art Museum.
If you want to learn more about the artworks at Nuuk Art Museum, visit our website, nuukartmuseum.com. Thank you for listening to Nuuk Art Museum's podcasts.